On the wrong side of Tinseltown, only BFM's man on the street knows where to go for the real scoop. It's Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
Morena Fabian, how are you? Oh.
I'm well.
Oh,
how are you?
Good, very well, thank you. What's happening out in the movies at the moment?
Well, the big film hitting theatres this week is a remake of the 80s horror classic Child's Play. Are you familiar with this franchise, Rachel?
Is this the Chucky thing or is this something else?
Yes, it is.
That used to scare me so much as a kid, and to be honest, I don't think I've quite got over the hang-ups of it.
Yeah, the original film came out in 88 and was very much an 80s concern. It was kind of like a horror film response to the Cabbage Patch Kids or Teddy Ruxpin or other dolls of the era. And then the franchise went through some pretty crazy iterations, going into sort of the Bride of Chucky, Seed of Chucky era. And in the last few years, it's been a straight-to-video thing, but still quite a cool franchise.
Yeah.
With all the original talent involved and the original writer is still
in charge
of it all. Yeah, and this film's completely separate to all that. It's a reboot that is kind of weird because the franchise it's rebooting is still going.
Right, okay.
But sort of more than one person has the rights to make these films, so that's why this is happening. So this is a slightly different origin in that instead of Chucky being possessed by a serial killer, he's actually like a smart toy with very complex AI programming who sort of over-interprets. The setup is that his programming goes a bit crazy and he becomes a murderous little doll.
So it's like the 2019 zeitgeist kind of thing going on there as well.
Yeah, they're trying to make it contemporarily relevant. But I miss the serial killer aspect.
Right, yeah.
There's something a bit more, you know, there's something kind of tragic about the idea of someone trapped in a doll.
Yeah.
And you could see why he would get angry and murder people, but this is just like an elixir that turns on you, you know?
Yeah, there's a bit more Black Mirror than kind of horror, yeah.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, it's a very horror, it's a very grisly, gory, horrific film. It's just kind of the justification behind it doesn't kind of have that same impact. It's got some really violent set pieces that are like something out of a Saw movie.
Oh my god!
I was entertained by this film, but I wasn't blown away by it.
Right.
Aubrey Plaza plays the mother, and she's fantastic.
Aubrey Plaza's cool. I like it.
Shane, did you ever see Ingrid Goes West?
No, I didn't, but it is one of those ones that's perpetually on the long list of movies. Whenever someone's like, you should watch this movie, I'm like, I know, I should watch that. It sounds really interesting. She's a really good, I don't know, she's good at doing kind of understated characters, I feel.
Yeah, and in the Parks and Recreation days, I might have thought she was perhaps a little bit one note. She kind of did that deadpan sort of thing. But after Ingrid Goes West, I think she is the most interesting actor working today.
Wow.
Ingrid Goes West is such an amazing film, and she is really good in that. She's really good in this. She's not in it enough, frankly. But it's kind of like it's an entertaining film, but you'll sort of forget about it 5 seconds later.
Right, okay. Is it kind of, do you reckon, capitalizing on the whole sort of like Stephen King and, you know, Stranger Things kind of aesthetic that's going on in a lot of TVs and TV series and movies at the moment? Because that's kind of what I got from watching a trailer of it.
Maybe in terms of the colour scheme a little bit, but it's set now.
Right.
It's not really a nostalgic film in the way that those things are, but it does share producers with the new version of It.
Okay.
So there's an element of that. But I think it's maybe capitalising a little bit on the 80s nostalgia factor just from the property itself.
Okay.
Being from the 80s, this new film doesn't feel super 80s.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a little bit of a vibe in there. But it's an odd film that sort of is jarringly violent at times.
Right.
And when there's kids around that stuff, you're kind of always like, ugh.
Yeah.
But
I think that's what always freaked me out about them. Yeah. I used to you get freaked out by, because when I was a kid watching it, I'd just be like awfully freaked out by kids and horror movies and stuff. I've never been able to do them. I'm definitely like a lights on when I go to bed if I've watched a horror movie kind of a person. Yeah. So you would recommend people go watch it though? if they're into that kind of thing.
It's not a terrible film, but it's not a wonderful film either. I think you can make your own call on that. The one warning I would make is that it is extremely violent.
Right.
So prepare yourself for that.
There's
another film out this week that I saw at Tribeca last year that's really good called Little Woods.
Okay.
That stars Tessa Thompson, who's, you know, one of the big stars of the era. She's currently on screens in Men in Black and was great in Thor Ragnarok and lots of other things. Westworld she's into. And she plays a young woman in a grim fracking town in North Dakota who has to resort to transporting prescription drugs across the Canadian border to kind of support her family and keep the family home.
Right.
And it's kind of just a low-key character study.
Oh, cool.
It is really, really good. Lily James, the British actress who was in Downton Abbey and a few others, she was in the
Mamma Mia
remake.
Too.
She plays, yes.
Yep.
She was, she plays her sister, and it's kind of a film that seems quite grim at a glance.
Right.
But it's kind of amazing and wonderful and very much worth seeking out. And the director, Nia DaCosta, is headed for big things. She's since been attached to the remake of Candyman, speaking of horror remakes. So, yeah, Little Woods, very much worth seeking out.
I heard a few sort of like people talking about it, because I always associate Lily James with quite cheesy movies and things like that, and I, you know, enjoy her in them, but I enjoy them for what there is. I heard a lot of people saying it's kind of nice to see her do something a bit more gritty and actually do it quite well. What did you think of that? Is she any good in it?
It's a good comment, because yeah, you don't expect to see her and stuff like this. She's all very shiny and well presented usually, but she sinks into this role really well.
Yeah, that's cool.
It's not like the other stuff she's played. She's playing, you know, let's just say it, she's playing white trash. And
I don't know.
And you wouldn't think that someone like Lily James could pull off playing, you know, a downtrodden person. But
character,
she's good at it.
Yeah. Oh, I'll be interested to see that one then. So that's called Little Woods, is it?
Yes.
And is that out in New Zealand yet, or is that coming out soon?
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's out. I believe it's playing at the Academy.
Fantastic. People can go head along to that as well. Support local independent cinemas too while they're at it, which is great. What was the name of the... I've got Chucky stuck in my head. What was the name of the first one we were speaking about?
Child's Play.
So a horror movie and a understated character study. Is this kind of two sort of vibes we've got going there? Anything good on the horizon that you think we should keep our ears and eyes out for?
There's one other major film coming out this week I should acknowledge the existence of. It's called The Secret Life of Pets 2.
Ooh.
Which is the sequel to The Secret Life of Pets, which I kind of liked, but this film's a bit weird because Louis C.K. was the voice of the main character in the first one.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
And isn't in the new one, replaced by Patton Oswalt. The first film I thought was nice, but I don't think justified a sequel.
Yeah.
It's from Illumination, who make the Despicable Me films. And I like when Despicable Me came out, I loved how it was quite different to the Pixar films. But Illumination have kind of slightly homogenized their style over time. And they're sort of removing their point of difference a bit.
Right.
And I think The Secret Life of Pets is kind of emblematic of that. But I haven't seen it, so I shouldn't say. Kids will love it.
Kids will probably love it. Yeah. All right. Well, thank you so much, Fabian, for chatting to us today. And we'll speak to you again next Friday.
Awesome. Chat to you then.
See you then. Bye.
Bye.
You'll be listening to Fabian's Hollywood with Fabian Fanboy.
Plenty.